He said something on that very first song that just hit so hard. And that's when he said, of course I'm going to fucking forget the line. But it was something along the lines of, I got the capacity to be the greatest of all time, but you hit the geographic lottery.
Yep. Hmm.
That is a hard fucking line, because I really feel like that is a true statement. Like, a lot of people could be considered the GOAT, but those conversations always exclude the South, with the exception of Andre.
Yeah, forever is a mighty long motherfucking time. But yeah, man, Dead Hip Hop album review, Big Crit, forever is a mighty long time. I think we all saw this coming. The last time we reviewed his last project about 2 years ago, It's Better This Way. You know, I guess some people didn't really, you know, understand the concept of that project. But basically, you know, and I've always said it, like, if you go back and listen to his albums under Def Jam, it had a different feeling than the mixtapes. You still kind of got Crit, but it felt watered down, because I've heard the mixtapes and I understand what the body of work is. So for me to get this, it's kind of like, damn, I thought Def Jam was supposed to enhance, not like sound like it became watered down. So that's why I had a problem. So when he came out with the mixtape It's Better This Way, basically with the album cover going right and going left, he's saying, I'm gonna stay on my own road.
But when you say enhance, I don't know how they could enhance.
Enhance the brand, not necessarily the music.
Okay.
Not necessarily the music, because for me, again, with Crit is, you don't need to touch it. Like, Crit is Crit. You know what you're gonna get.
You just need to sell it.
You just need to sell it. Get it on, whether it's the radio, whatever you need to do to make sure that his brand and his reach is bigger. That was, to me, what Def Jam was supposed to do, and they failed horribly at that. So going to this album, previous to this coming out, when it was the pre-order, it looked like it was gonna be 20-some tracks, just Big Crit. And I was like, okay, like that's very bold. To try to make a double disc with no feature. So I was a little worried. But once the release date was a little bit closer, you saw the featured artist. I'm like, okay, cool. So then when you go through, and again, remember, I typically don't want to go through it, through the track, listen to the music out, but this is Big Crit. So I had to do it. Special occasion. So when I saw T.I. on there, Bun B and Pimp C, when I saw CeeLo, I'm like, okay, this motherfucker, he's going for the gusto for the Southern shit, because he's had other features like Ludacris and, you know, K-Camp and, you know, other people from the South, but not T.I., not CeeLo, not Sleepy Brown, like he has some
not A-list
Southern artists like that, right? So okay, now I see the damn features. Now my expectation level goes up. I'm like, oh shit, Jill Scott. I'm like, yo, okay, this motherfucker better, like, he gotta bring it. So when he comes in with Big Crit,
the intro track.
Cause I think this one is Big Crit and this two is his.
So I thought that was cool, and both discs, like, the opening track to both of them really sets the tone for the rest of the tracks on that particular side of the project. But man, the way he opens that up with Big Crit, and then it goes to Confetti, which was the first single. He sounded angry as hell, like he did in King Part 4 on the last project. Big Bank with T.I. T.I.'s verse is still growing on me. Like,
what?
Because,
what
yeah,
about?
Because
he was ripping ass.
What do you mean?
He was snapping on that motherfucker.
I don't need no excuses. My daughter can't sleep on excuses. My son's sleeping with no paper. Yeah. And ass, keep your excuses. What you mean his first wasn't dope?
Hey, you know what, man?
Big Bang, man.
I know. Maybe it's just the fandom.
I mean, the theme. He fit the theme of the track.
I'm not saying he didn't.
There was no grow on.
It just for me, it didn't feel like T.I. added to it. I felt like Crit. Crit carried that joint.
Are you serious?
What?
Carried it. T.I. He even played with his flow on that track.
Yeah.
T.I. was doing like that weird choppy, like, man, what do you mean?
What are you talking about? Hey, I'm sorry.
He's standing.
You standing right
there. Hey, man. Yeah, this is.
This is a good way.
Come
on. I've been waiting on the T.I.
Me too.
T.I. fucking racked.
He murdered this shit, dude.
He racked.
It didn't disappoint. It didn't disappoint.
It didn't disappoint.
It wasn't nothing where I'm like, oh yeah, it got to grow on me.
Nah, it was already there.
It was already full grown. It was full grown.
Now, Subinstein. Okay, so this is one of my joints that I wasn't disappointed, but when you compare it to all of those other sub songs that he has, like Time My Subs, and stuff like, I kind of felt like that. Now the song, the track wasn't that bad. I enjoyed the beat breakdowns and the singing and all of that that he did on it. It was completely different from all of the other My Subs. So I give him respect for that.
He produced the previous three too, and Manny Fresh did this one.
Manny Fresh did this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. But nah, man, Ride With Me, super dope. Get Up To Come Down, and then Lay Up. Oh my God.
Oh that, my God.
Lay Up.
Ralph, play that.
Like
so much,
so many times that I had it in my head Cali, the whole time.
Every yes, it was stuck in my fucking head.
Hey, it's one of those songs, man. Like Rob was coming all over the place
because you played it like 20 times. Did, my nigga.
That's honestly one of my favorite.
You should apologize.
Nah, it's a good song.
I'm not saying it's a bad song. I'm just saying like. Every time I hear that song, that's all I'm gonna think about is fucking
LA.
Shit, wherever the
exactly.
fuck we at.
See, now you got the fucking stuff. Now you got something tied to it. So that's what's up. But yeah, Lay Up is probably my favorite song on here.
I literally had to tell Raph, like, hey, man, play track.
Yeah.
He was like, wait till this one's over.
What was that one I liked before the one we just got?
Hey, I was the designated driver. I was also the DJ. Fuck that, I was gonna play a hell of a big crit out there. But
yeah, did.
I did. So then it goes to the set to the second disc, and I won't find out. I won't talk about as many tracks as I did on the first one. But I thought what was interesting is as big of a Big Crit fan as I am, I never knew his name was Justin Scott. So when you see that's the intro to the second disc, right? Like it's very melodic. It's primarily music. Big Crit, I think at heart is truly a producer. I think he truly wants to just make music. You know what I'm saying? So for him to name that and just to have that connection, because it connects to the price of fame. You know, when he's talking about his depression and everything that he's going with, and kind of like when you make it and you know the people around you, you kind of tell them no, then we no longer family. Like what the fuck? So you know, just all of the shit that he's going through, man. Like that first side was just Big Crit doing Big Crit shit. And then on that second one, it's kind of like he peeled that layer for you to get even deeper in the Crit. And I always appreciate that. And also, Keep the Devil Off, man. Like, I felt like I was in a black church.
I know, right?
Like, you know, like all of a sudden. And then, you know, also what I appreciate about that track, and I'll stop right here. I appreciate that because not everybody has been to a Southern black type of church. And if you ever gone, like, this is exactly, they go 5 minutes too long. You know what I'm saying? At the end, it's just music. It's just everybody having a good time getting the whole
vibe
and stuff
call
like
and
that.
Response, yeah. Man.
So for me, like, I just love that he takes all of these influences, man. And it's just, the South has something to say. Like, this is it. Like, Big Crit is the embodiment of the South, and he gave it to you once again, repackaged. Like, he didn't stray from why you love Big Crit, but he's able to give it to you again in a certain way that doesn't, at least for me, feel repetitive. This definitely bumps in the whip. I'm definitely excited to see what else he does. You're independent, bro. Fuck it. Fuck the labels, man. They don't understand you or your audience, dog. Fuck them. Keep doing what
but
you
I
do.
I understand you, Crit.
As a Big Crit fan, I'm not gonna lie. I was a little worried when I saw it was a double disc. I was like, oh man, because you know most double discs always kind of fall under that. The double CD curse, mm-hmm. where it's like, if you take, you know, four tracks off this and put that on the other mm-hmm. disc, you would have a clap, like, you know. So I was into that. Going into this album, I was like, oh man, let's see what this is about. But I think for it to be a double album, I think Crit did a great job of like kind of showing. I peeped that he had the Big Crit side. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is the Big Crit that we've always been mm-hmm. a fan of, and I like that he's shown that he's been introspective before. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad he dove into that, starting off with Mixed Messages, which is my like one of my favorite tracks on there. Oxcord, I love that joint. That's mm-hmm. like, oh man, that's a different type of production I've heard from Big Crit before. I never heard him use that type of production before on Oxcord. And Getaway, that's classic vintage return mm-hmm. of the forever Big Crit that I love. Yep. And The Light was interesting. I mean, I was kind of happy he went like a jazz route. Cause you never.
That's really the last one with Bilal.
Yeah, that was it's the second to last. It was second.
Glass,
to last.
Okay, yeah. But that's the one with Glasper, Bilal.
Yeah. I was like, that's dope. We got Glasper, Bilal. Like, shit, that shit was.
Glasper, that dude, man.
Yeah, he is, man. Mm-hmm. He is. When you want to go for some
smooth R&B soulful
that's,
jazz shit.
That's the one. That's to the call. One
to call. Mac right
Radio.
And I'm yeah, yeah, right, right. And I'm glad he got him. I thought the Jill Scott feature was interesting.
You know what was interesting about that feature to me is like you kept. Like, she would almost feel like she's about to go there,
and she,
but she would just kind of pull it right back.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, because I kept waiting for Jill Scott to just like,
because we seen her live, man. We seen her.
Yeah, just do what you do. So I thought that was kind of dope. I don't know if that was her idea or whoever told her to do the idea. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of dope. She did that before on another song, and it didn't quite work for me the way it did on this one. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which one it was, but we interviewed and talked about it before. But yeah, that's one of your favorite joints, right?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one with Jill Scott?
They played that one a lot too. Yeah. They played that one a lot.
And T.I., I mean, I thought T.I. and Big Crit, they fit off each other well. That verse didn't grow me. That was like the first feature I was like, oh my God, like this is great. Like, goddamn, Big Crit. And this was on Disc
1. Twitter poll time.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, Big Crit, like you starting this off nice. You got T.I. That's my first time hearing both of them two work together. And I've always been one for the two to work together.
Yeah.
They both dope, man.
You know what I thought was interesting?
What?
Neither one of them mentioned anything about being a king in the South.
I think the first disc was more of like, we having fun.
That jumpy, that bouncy.
Yeah.
That rap shit.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, and then that second disc, because it started off with the first disc, Big Crit. He was rapping. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yep.
I'm like, all right.
He snapped on that first,
Big Crit. Part. Yeah, I was like, damn. But yeah, overall, man, I thought, for this to be a double album, I thought he did a great job of like keeping my attention and like keeping everything fresh and new with each track and the production. You know, and he did something I think we've all mentioned for him to do at one point was start working with different producers. Because, you know, normally he produced the album from front to back.
Yep.
This time he got, you know, Will Power. Yep. I think Will Power did like about five joints.
He did Super four. Mario. And I know one of them, which was one of my favorites, he did Price of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know Price of Fame, that's another.
He also did Big Man.
Yep.
I had the same concerns B did. I hate double albums.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's my favorite artist, I don't like double albums because it always seems like it's just too motherfucking
long. You're gonna have some throwaways.
You're gonna have some throwaways. Every album, even Biggie's, there ain't no throwaways on this album. They ain't no throwaways on this album.
Care for the Lloyd track.
I was about to say the only when he mentioned 1999, that was the only one where I was like, I don't really like this track. But it wasn't a bad track. That's why I don't think it's a throwaway.
I got you.
That song makes sense.
I got you.
Like if they threw that on the radio and that brought people to the rest of this, and then they realized that some other shit can be played on the radio too.
You see the point?
I see the point of it. But for me personally, I don't want to hear that song. But this is the first time I have not been bothered by a double disc.
I know.
I can think of. Like, this was clearly conceptualized. The first one, I'ma just rap. The second one, I'ma give you something I haven't given you before. So this is the first time where I feel like you can take the double disc, and depending on your mood, you can pick which one you want to listen to.
Yeah.
And that's not the way double discs usually work.
Right.
The second this shit started, that first track, when he was just kind of talking, I'm like, all right, we getting this preacher shit. Let's go. I was like, come on, Crit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking it was going to be the next track.
Really?
And when that, shit just, I was like, oh, ooh, he was fucking rapping.
Yeah.
Big Bank, we already talked about T.I. I mean, of course, Crit rapped. But T.I. to me brought that shit home because I think that they're a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one thing I noticed a lot on this album is I was getting such an old school Yella Wolf feel, like back when Yella Wolf actually really rapped hard. And that made me want that motherfucking Country Cousins shit. Cause I was like, man, the way Crit's rapping right now, I was like, it really reminds me of like that Trunk Wolf Yella Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking like, if I got this Crit, like the first album, this Crit, and Trunk Music, Yella Wolf, I feel like that would just be fucking nasty. But yeah, Layup was one of my favorites. That was a dope jam. Mixed Messages was a dope jam. But one song that nobody's mentioned before surprises me was Miss Georgia Fornia. Like that was probably my second favorite song on this whole shit because I've never heard Crit do that. And Joy, and I'm not super familiar with Joy's music because I don't really
listen to
that kind of R&B.
She was
singing.
She smacked the shit out of
that. She was singing. And the whole concept of you leaving your state to try to make it,
mm-hmm.
and really your state calling you back, your state being disappointed in you because it feels like you're not like, you're kind of selling out a little bit.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a dope concept, and the way Joy did it, I was like, man, this is fucking brilliant.
Which is interesting because he always mentioned Mississippi.
He does, yeah.
He makes sure on every album you will know where he's from.
Yep.
So that adds another layer to that song that I didn't even consider.
And I never thought about the whole idea of you leaving a place like Mississippi and moving to a place like Atlanta, that being looked at like, oh, you're now moving to the big city. I never thought of that. You know, I like that style he does where he does the kind of spoken word type of thing. Like you mentioned Drinking Sessions. I thought that was dope. He did it kind of on Mixed Messages.
He did it on Everlasting. Oh, my bad. Everlasting was my shit too.
Everlasting was my shit. And I like how because he has such a great voice for that. Like that old down south deaf poet. Mm-hmm. Like he has such a great voice for that.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not going to go on. Like there's every song. Every song but 1999.
He surprised me.
Was hot. Like every song.
Double album surprised me.
It surprised me a lot. This was the album that I feel like we've been waiting for him to do. Mm-hmm. We've been waiting for him to finally merge that mixtape crit and that album crit. And I feel like he did it here. Like
songwriting crit.
Yeah, songwriting crit. You know? Yeah. Like every album he's done has been good. Yeah, but that has been great. This is great.
Yep.
No, it kind of goes back to What Ralph was saying about the Def Jam thing. But I think my biggest takeaway goes back to what B said and what you also spoke on as well. It's just the different producers. And as the different producers gave it a different sound, that gave you something different from Crit, which is something that I've been wanting from him for quite some time now. And that's what I thought was dope about this project, because it's definitely good. And you already spoke about the different concepts between Crit and then Justin Scott, and how one's just rapping and one's, you know, basically just introspective, him giving you a story. And that kind of completed the idea behind why would you do a double album in 2017? Well, I have two different things to say.
Music is so disposable.
Right. Hearing the project and taking that into consideration, okay, now it makes sense because you basically got two albums.
Right.
So that was dope. But I do like the fact that, again, like the influences on here, we talked about this in the car, is that you hear Scarface, you hear
y'all keep referring back to the car and stuff. I don't think people know like into like what was in the car going where.
So we were in California for the Patricon conference, and All Def head over to our Facebook, watch the video that Mike and Ralph was on. Record. Off the Record.
The Grammys.
Thank you.
So anyway, we got there Thursday and Ralph was playing this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Exactly.
Anytime I had an opportunity, I was.
It passed the homie in the car test. And he's always had those influences, but it felt like he was able to take all of that and like really, really refining it to like his own original style. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was dope. So yeah, you're right, Raph. It will forever be tied to those 4 days in fucking California.
That's what's up.
Yeah. That's great. I think I was like on my third listen when I text this motherfucker. I was like, what I sound like, Crit, nigga? That's yeah. Because I was like, damn. I was like, yeah, this motherfucker did it, man.
Yeah, he went on.
He did it. Yeah. He did it with this one. My favorite tracks, Big Bank, Big Crit, the beginning track, Aux Cord, Getaway, and Mixed Messages.
Shit. Yeah, I'm going to mention that first track just because of that motherfucking verse. Big Bank, definitely. Subinstein, Mixed Messages, Miss Georgia Fornia, Everlasting. I think that's five, right? And I'm going to throw in Drinking Session because I don't care about your little rules.
Big Crit, the first track. Big Bang, for sure. That's two. I like the Justin Scott track. That was dope. Alt Scored, give me that one. Everlasting, The Higher Calling.
For me, I'm breaking all the Modest's rules today. Big Crit, Confetti, Big Bank, Ride With Me, Layup, Aux Cord, Justin Scott, Keep the Devil Off, Everlasting, Price of Fame, and Drinking Sessions, and The Light.
I guess it's not bad because it's like two albums.
Yeah.
So I'll give you that.
Yes, if you're watching, Crit, just want to say thank you. Did a great job of I think I can say almost like breaking the double CD curse when it comes to hip hop. Because I think previous hip hop albums that's released that had double CDs, I've always had that. You got to take some songs off of here, you put this on this disc, and you're straight. But I didn't get that feel with this double CD, and that's good. Coming from someone who loves short albums, so you did a great job with that. First of all, production, I'm glad, like I mentioned before, I'm glad you work with other producers. Even I thought your production was stepped up on the level from your previous project, so good job on that. But other than that, man, look, I love it. Great job. Thank you so much. People, support this album.
Big Crit, if you're watching, good album, I enjoyed it. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. I appreciate you being from Meridian, Mississippi myself. I appreciate you always shouting out Mississippi and always shouting out the city. And that's it, man. I saw the interview. That's dope that you went back. Went back there to do the meet and greet. So I thought that was dope. So yeah, man. I'm glad that you're a dope artist that I can support monetarily and even with this platform here. Yeah, that's it, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, man.
It's a great album. This is the album we knew you could do. And it makes me happy to see you finally did it. And of course, that's not to say any of your other shit was whack, because it wasn't, or slouchy, because it wasn't. It was just, this is the album that I felt was in you. And it feels good to see you finally just drop it out there and it be this fucking good. So that's all I can say, man. I'm glad you did it. I'm happy to support this. And yeah, man, just keep going. Keep doing what you're doing.
Crit, if you watch it, man, like, kind of sort of like Mike said, you know, this is the album that we've always wanted, mainly because we knew how dope the mixtapes were. You know, like, the foundation that you laid for your career was extremely solid. And then, you know, those albums, they were just okay by Big Crit standards. If you was any other artist, it'd be amazing. But because you set the bar so high before going to Def Jam and then signing that deal, like, me as a big time fan, I thought that was gonna elevate your career. And it didn't, because the albums, they were subpar compared to your mixtapes. And for you to be finally independent and to drop this, to collaborate with different producers, to get you a fresh sound, I'm not saying that your sound is antiquated or anything like that, but just a fresh perspective, so that way you could focus on being the artist. You know what I'm saying? Like I think that was big, and that definitely shined through. There isn't much more for you to improve on or to do or to change, because you are, again, I'm always say it, you are the embodiment of the South. The South has something to say. It speaks through your music.
You see LeBron was bumping that Big Crit?
He was bumping it when they won in Miami. What was it?
I'm talking about the new joint. Yeah,
no, I know Bron is a fan of Crit. Yeah. Bron is a fan of Nipsey too. Bron fuck with a lot of people that I fuck with too. I'm just saying. But yeah, man, I like,
that's your boy, man. Your boy and your boy.
Yeah, your boy and your boy.
Yeah, your boy's your boy. But thank you, Crit. Thank you. Like I'm definitely looking forward to all of the music, because I know if the album is this dope, shit, everything else, like, I already know what type of artist you are, man. Like, it gotta be doper, so I'm excited. So you don't put no camera in front of me, nigga. I keep going.
I feel like a slow clap should have followed that shit.